The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're going to have to pull that one. The Irvine thing. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Always a blessing to join you each and every afternoon here. And I begin the broadcast with a little bit of trepidation. And let me just come clean. Every day, and I get up in the morning and I pull stories and think about the show, pray about the show. We book guests from time to time. I have no guests today. But I've got a ton of news stories here in front of me. And I always seek the Lord's prompt on, okay, I know what I have a push to want to get involved with. But Lord, what do you want me to do on the program? This is all about you, Jesus. And obviously, the largest story seems to be this impending impeachment trial in the Senate. If you don't know, the House finally got around to sending over the articles, 228 to 193, almost completely along party lines, a month after this whole thing began against President Trump and his dealings with Ukraine. Not Russia, not a whole lot of other things, right? Ukraine. And so the talk is that it will begin, I think opening arguments begin next Tuesday. Here's just a little bit of a story from Christian Headlines. Nancy Pelosi, quote, "We're here today to cross a very important threshold in American history. When someone is impeached, they're always impeached. It cannot be erased," end quote. Statement issued by White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham lambasted the impeachment process as illegitimate, said that it proved Pelosi was, quote, "focused on politics instead of the American people." She said the speaker lied when she claimed this was urgent and vital to national security, because when the articles passed, she held them for the entire month in an egregious effort to garner political support, end quote. And again, my thought is, do we or do we not talk about this? Here's an email I received. There's a listener in the Pacific Northwest. Her and her husband listen to the program, and they email me from time to time. And she emailed me yesterday. Said, "Frank, I have a new question. If you can take a moment to help me answer." She said, "I'll make this as brief as possible. We haven't had a television provider in our home for at least 3 or 4 years now. We have Amazon Prime, rarely use it, and then but, capital letters, B-U-T, but I'm currently at the gym where there are lots of televisions, and what I see that bothers me, well, just one of the things, is that on all the televisions, the caption reads, quote, 'The impeachment of Donald Trump,' end quote." She writes, "Why does it not say president? Last time I looked, he's still our president. I'm not aware of the law in this, and maybe they aren't allowed to call him the president in this situation, but if not, then why not? Second, I'm doing a Bible study this year on worry and anxiety. Today's scripture is Luke 12, 2 through 3. It reads, 'There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs.'" And she signs off. That's all. Have a blessed day. By the way, P.S. Debbie from the Pacific Northwest, where, by the way, we got a ton of snow. How about that global warming? But seriously, you know, maybe one of the – and maybe we can take calls just for impact. Should we or should we not talk about the impeachment? 888-528-2557. If you were with us yesterday, the phones were not working. I believe they are fixed. At least that's what I heard as of about 30 minutes ago. So it's just a simple question. Should we talk about the impeachment hearings or the trial, which I guess come next Tuesday, it'll be everywhere in the news. Arguments in the Senate trial are set to be presented next week. Would you like to hear us talk about that on the program? Would you say absolutely not? Or maybe have something in between? I just am interested in your thoughts for our impact segment. 888-528-2557. 888-528-2557. And I think the phones are fixed. Let me try it right now. Because the board is dark. Take a deep breath. I got a line ringing. I don't know if that's me or somebody else. So I think we do have the phones fixed. So what do you think? Should we talk about the impeachment trial? It's just a simple yes, no, if you want to share a little bit. And I will say your phone call will have an impact on my decision as we move forward. I think a win-win at the very least. Maybe we'll work out where we'll do a news update every day on the program, like a couple of minutes. I think that would be responsible. But I just have to tell you, with all of the things, all the stories I have in front of me and emails, I received an email from a man yesterday we talked about on the program. I've got another email on another topic. Of all the things by which I have 2 hours on the air to discuss, my sense right now is I'm not really inclined to talk a whole lot about it. And again, I'd really like to hear from you. Is this, you know, historical? Is this something, if we don't cover on the program, you're going to kind of insinuate, oh my gosh, I can't believe you missed the largest story of the decade. Or maybe you come from the mindset that, as a Christian, why would you cover this, right? This is partisan politics. Again, I've got a lot of thoughts on this, but I'm leaning toward, obviously, at least acknowledging it. But when it comes to doing something about it, I'm gonna leave it up to you, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. 888-528-2557. Maggie in Los Angeles. Maggie, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm okay.
We should definitely talk about it. This is a sham, and I'm confused. I'm literally confused now. We need to talk about it. This is it's the way it happened, the way it unfolded. There's just, it's like they're waiting, they impeached, and then waiting to find things. This isn't the process. Why isn't the Republicans really kind of putting their foot down and saying, no, you follow the process?
And what would that process be that's not being followed?
Feel that the people, I mean, they have to realize that all these people are like me, for instance. This is a waste of time. We haven't done anything for the country. What have they done now?
Okay, well, you say it's a waste of time, but yet you think we should talk about it. I appreciate your call, Maggie. Thank you. John in Pasadena. John, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
I'm okay. John, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yeah, I think it might be. I think it's a good topic we could talk about because your last caller said the same. I mean, there's a lot of. I mean, I'm confused about the whole thing too. So and it's going to affect our country. So I said, why not? Why, you know, I don't think we should go spend many days on it, but maybe just one you know, talk about it a little. And I had one question about it. Is there a big difference between this impeachment that's been going on and what happened with Bill Clinton, President Clinton, back in the day with impeachment? Because they were making kind of the same argument that this was all partisan and everything else.
Well, is there a difference? Yes and no. President Clinton was impeached, but surely not for under the same grounds that the left, the Democrats, for the most part, have impeached President Trump. So, yes and no. But I will say this in terms of the process, it is now in the Senate's hand, and they were all sworn in earlier today. That come Tuesday, the trial will begin. Now, again, I'm going to take, we got a full board. I want to take everybody. But my inclination is to not so much talk about it because, look, as a Christian host of this program, is this a topic that, above all, I think there's a scriptural basis for talking about it, but is there relevance in just exercising not only our First Amendment rights, but our frustrations, our upset, those of us that don't like what's going on? I mean, is that really the best way in which we can use this precious time in this vehicle called radio? I'm not so sure. I mean, I have my thoughts, and you have yours, and we can do just a general talk show and throw our opinions around, but again, I'm not so sure how this is going to, in the long run, benefit serving the body of Christ. And that's not to say it's an either or. I think there is benefit in talking about, and we've done this before, and we will talk more about it. What does the Bible say? What does Scripture say about governments? What does Scripture say about authority? There's been some press recently all about this president's character flaws, and somehow we think this is relevant to the conversation as followers of Christ. I think there is a certain amount of discussion that would be appropriate as it applies to that, but ultimately, do we understand what Scripture says about the office of the presidency or the government and how we are to look? Like, is this, do we look to him like, well, he's, we should see him as the same, hold the same standards as we would a pastor, right? So anyway, I'm just kind of sharing some thoughts on the air off the cuff. 888-528-2557. Let's take more calls. Tyler in Culver City. Tyler, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Good, Tyler. How are you?
Doing good, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. Anytime. What's going on? What do you think about us talking about the impeachment trial?
It's a waste of time. It'll be over before it starts. I say we shouldn't even waste our time talking about it, you know. Give it less attention. I think it's pretty ridiculous. You know, let's just, I think it'll be over in like 1 or 2 weeks. It's not even getting any airtime, really. I mean, I don't think it's going to be as big of a deal as people are making it out to be. I think people see right through it. So I don't think it needs to be talked about.
Tyler, I appreciate your thought. You say people see right through it, and I think there are a lot of us that do. I would agree with you ideologically. But there's a whole lot of people. I mean, even the emailer said all the televisions all have on it the impeachment of Donald Trump. I mean, the media is lapping this up like Pavlov's dog. And you're really going to get, if you want to stay informed, and the primary way in which you do that is the mainstream media, you are going to get agenda after agenda really pushed in your face. Where if you limit yourself to like CNN or MSNBC, you're going to think, well, you're going to hear over and over again, this is the most corrupt president in the history of the country. This is the most immoral person that's ever walked the planet. I mean, it's no mystery that people that just limit themselves to that are going to be steered in a certain direction about who this man is, what he did. And again, I'm not here to be an apologist. All I know is the President of the United States is in office and government is instituted by God for specific things, mete out justice, etc., etc. And it's undeniable, even those of you that may disagree with me, the leftists had it out for him minutes after he was elected. And I see this as their business as usual. We have a line open, 888-528-2557. Should we talk about the impeachment trial on this radio program? Sue in Los Angeles. Sue, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Thank you. Yes, you should definitely talk about the impeachment because I've talked to people on the left, and they just watch the TV. And they have no idea that the information they're getting is false. And the people on the left, they, they're into destruction. They don't respect America, which is really sad. And they are interested in communism, and they don't understand the full understanding of that. And they, the children in colleges, they're being taught the wrong information. And and people are sticking to their point. And our president, he's done so much, and he has done what he said he's going to do. And even today, he has made some inroads with China. But the people on the left, they don't hear the good stuff that this man does.
Well, and I would agree with everything you said, actually, with a little caveat. But all that being said, to use this type of a program with this type of a format to talk about, educating the listeners and reporting the aspects of what is true and what isn't true and talking about the dynamics between the left and the right, I don't know if that really is of the utmost benefit to a program that is about addressing news, yes, stories that are being reported from a Christian perspective. Yeah, it fits into that, but there's so much more to this that if I was doing just a regular talk radio program, I'd be all over this. But I'm praying about it. You know, I was asked earlier, are you going to talk about it next week? And oh my gosh, it's going to trial. And I mean, are we really going to benefit from getting in the weeds? And he said, she said, and when all is said and done, not that I know what's going to happen, but it just seems that anybody with a half a modicum of intelligence, it's going to go to the Senate, he'll be acquitted, and then, you know, as Tyler was saying, we're going to move on. 888-528-2557. Is it Martha in Los Angeles? It just says Martha on the screen.
Correct.
Martha or Martha?
Martha.
Martha, thank you for calling. What do you think? Should we talk about this on the program?
I really don't think so. I think that just listening to the other listeners on the show, I feel that these topics are making Christianity very partisan. Because guess what? Not all Christians are Republicans. And so just listening to they infer to, and quite frankly, I'm a Democrat. Yet I love Christ and I listen to these shows. But I don't like the fact that how they portray who's they. We are all one body of Christ.
Yeah, I think your point is very relevant. Where I go, and I hope you listen to me from time to time, where I go with what you said is, even though I agree with the substance of what you shared, my thought is, as Christians, and if we're going to talk about should we be politically literate, above all, should not we go to Scripture, see what Scripture says about certain realities of today, and what individual, what position best exemplifies what Scripture says, whether it falls into whatever political party. For me, the most important issue is the issue of life, pro-life. And so that's the way I look. I don't necessarily say, hey, you know, all the Republicans have it right because they tend to err on the side of pro-life. And how can a Christian be a Democrat? Because primarily Democrats are pro-choice, if you will, right? So that there's a certain nuance in that conversation. But I agree with everything you said. And that's kind of where I'm leaning to. Because I think we tend to get really emotional and it just sounds like a big political discussion and it's dividing. And if we can first and foremost look to Jesus as the, I won't say the ultimate unifier. You know, Jesus said some things that weren't necessarily all completely about unification. Right? But I'm valuing your feedback, your calls. We've got a full board. Send me an email if you can't get through. FrankSontag@KKLA.com, FrankSontag@KPRZ.com. Should we talk next week as the trial begins Tuesday about the impeachment trial on this program? Let's take more calls. Marty in Santa Ana. Marty, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
I think it's Margie.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says Marty. Margie, thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome, Frank. Yes, we should talk about it. This is our president. I support our president. It's current events. And a lot of people only listen to the television, and it's so biased. And I think having a non-biased discussion is okay.
Okay. Well, again, I hear you loud and clear, and there's a part of me that is receptive to moving forward and talking about that under the auspices of educating and getting the truth out there. But I do have some resistance and trepidation on this. That's obviously why I'm asking your thoughts. Tell you what, we're going to take one more segment because we've got one line open. A lot of people, a lot of you are on hold. You've been screened. You're being patient. So I'll take one more round of calls. 888-528-2557. Simply asking you, would you like to hear next Tuesday, the arguments begin in the impeachment trial in the Senate? Would you like to hear me dedicate a part or maybe all of the program to talking about that and what's going on? Yes, no, in between, and maybe a reason why. Something that will support your thoughts and your position. I value your input greatly. We also have emails. If you want to send me an email, if you can't get through on the phones, the phones are filled. Do that as well. And I'm really going to spend the next few days in prayer about this. I don't want to just go with, oh, no, this is a sham, and we know what the left's doing, and so why would I waste one iota of energy on this? No, that's not what I'm going to do. This is an important current event for sure. But I also think I want to be responsible as a talk show host that has a Christian radio program, that I want to be intentional and discerning about how we are to spend this valuable time that we have on the air each and every afternoon. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show as we continue. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Our impact segment was virtually about me posing the question to you next Tuesday. The Senate begins its trial into the impeachment of the president. And the question I'm asking you, should we talk about it on the program? Is that something that you believe this precious time we have would be a benefit to the body of Christ? See, here's my thought, and we've got a full board. We've got a lot of really good and some are interesting calls. But where I'm at right now, and I'm not 100% either way, where I'm at right now is this. To me, the primary issues And the majority focus on this program is about, for me, issues of life and death and salvation and heaven and hell. And as Christians, this is a subjective thought on my part. I think there's some of us that think we can't disagree about stuff. And I'm like, primarily you look to Scripture, and we are to go to Scripture, and that's the ultimate authority. But when it comes to secondary issues in life, like somehow if we don't agree, or we think there's something wrong with disagreeing, whether it's on issue politically speaking or social ills or, I don't know, racism, like, I guess what I lament for is a deeper engagement of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, and who is God, and is the Bible true, and is it relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago, and who is Jesus, and what about the body of Christ and the church in the West? And see, these are issues I wrestle with. And when it comes to what I've witnessed over the last 3 years, as it applies to some of this type of conversation, I'm appalled by the level of emotion and the lack of substance. I'm outraged by the level of deceit and outright lies, all under the auspices of partisanship. And one of the primary assertions, insinuations that I hear continuously, and I'll couch it under one specific thought, even though there's probably five or six I hear, but here's one of the primary ones. It goes like this. This president, you know, the immorality and the racism and the misogynistic and the just he's divided our country like never before. Like we put it on him. Like he's the problem. Hey folks, sin's the problem. Satan's the problem. If we're going to get real spiritually. These are issues of culture, yes, and they're relevant. I agree with you. But wherever you fall in this, if he gets elected for another 4 years or if he gets booted out today, guess what? The next president isn't going to do anything differently, isn't going to, in terms of the ultimate answers in this life spiritually, it doesn't matter. And you may say, what are you talking about? It doesn't matter. Of course it matters. Look, in terms of tangible policy, yes, it matters. But when you talk about issues of eternity and life and death, and do you know who Jesus is? And do you serve the Great Commission? Do you truly, with the energy God gives you, do you attack things like sin that manifests in all sorts of social challenges, like racism would be one of the big ones these days? What do you do to attack racism from being a follower of Jesus? Do you risk? Are you courageous? See, that's where I'm at. And again, I'm not yay or nay. I've not made my mind up, but where I'm at now is, I don't want you to convince me. I just want to hear from you. I talked to two of my coworkers here, and they both said, yeah, this is important. And I want to understand, because for me, here's a very simplistic and it's probably a poor illustration. And then we'll get to your calls. If I spend an hour on this program talking about, you know, there's lots to talk about with this, no doubt. But it gets to be in a place of the state of our government and where we are now as a country, politically speaking. My thought is, are people hearing the gospel on this program? Did anybody get saved? Did I challenge anybody to take a look at your life and how you live your life? And if you just don't even like that three-letter word sin, well, guess what? I'm with you. 54 years of my life, I rebelled against God. I lived for myself. I got radically saved 10 years ago. I believe the gospel is true, is real, is God's word. I believe Jesus is as relevant today as he was then and forever will be. And what are we doing as the body of Christ? Are we active? Are we addressing some of the darkness in culture? Or are we contributing to it? And yes, the impeachment of a president is a big deal. It's a huge story. But again, if the left gets one of theirs in, is God going to go, yeah, I can, I'm going to lean back for a while. I'll leave it up to them. Or if he gets elected for another 4 years. And policy-wise, I'm actually flabbergasted that he has done so much of what he said he was going to do. Pro-life position, supporting religious freedom as two primary ones that speak deeply to me as a Christian. But if we get him for another 4 years and this year, at the end of 5 years, are we really going to be, here's the bottom line, as a country, are we really going to be any closer? I want to bang on this thing. Any closer to following God again like we once did? See, we've turned our back on God as a country. There's some serious repercussions we're facing. And I don't like to embrace fear, but I have a certain amount of concern for the future of what is to come. And again, I see all of this through a spiritual lens, spiritually speaking. We have a problem politically speaking, but that's a symptom of a deeper causal problem. We have a spiritual problem here, my friends. And whether you love this man, hate this man, guess what? He'll be here and gone. And if we don't actively participate and lean in as the body of Christ and serve him, guess what? We've been sinful from the beginning of time. And I absolutely believe people are going to go to hell. And I'd just think the energy that God gives me, I'd rather lean into meeting a brother or a sister that don't know the Lord. Oh, how can you call them a brother or sister if they don't know the Lord? Because they're my brother and sister, okay? But I'd much rather lean in, spend time with them and get to know them and love on them. And then ultimately, in God's timing, by the power of the Holy Spirit, share with them. Hey, like I hear our evening pastor from Core Church LA, Steve Wilburn, here on KKLA. When was the last time somebody told you there's a God in heaven that loves you? I mean, that's it. Not, boy, how about them Democrats? Oh, Nancy Pelosi. Or how about them Republicans? Oh, the hair on that guy as a president. I mean, just ridiculous things that when all is said and done, when we take our last breath, it's not going to matter. I don't think it's going to matter in the bigger scheme of life and death and eternity and heaven and hell. I just don't think it's going to matter at all. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't have discussion about the biblical application, the scriptural overtones about life today. See, that's the X factor there. Okay, I shared my thoughts. We're going to come back with your thoughts. We have a full board, 888-528-2557. Mary, Manny, Yolanda, another Mary, everybody that's on hold. We actually have a line open. One just dropped off. Be patient. I'll take all of your calls next. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We're inviting you to call the program, and the question on the table is, would you like to see this radio program next week cover, talk about, discuss the pending Senate trial of President Trump? Opening arguments begin next Tuesday, and I'm lamenting about whether I'm going to cover it at all or the entire program or in parts. I don't know, but I'm asking for your feedback. We've got a full board, and I'm going to take each and every one of you on hold in the order of how long you've been on hold and how long you've been waiting. So be patient. If you're on hold, I'll get to you. We'll start with Mary in Hawthorne. Mary, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I actually think that you should. I try to avoid the media, the mainstream media, because it's so biased. And it would be nice to have a place where I could hear the news from a Christian perspective. I think we're really lacking that. And I think as Christians, we need to be educated, regardless of what party you belong to. I think we need to be educated. And as Christians, we have a responsibility to stand for God's word, not based on what we hear in the media. And I think as Christians, a lot of Christians are being pulled into what the mainstream media is saying. And I think that's wrong. And on top of that, I mean, besides that, I really agree with you with what you said about that. We need to wake up as a country. We need to wake up. I share with you there. I am very concerned of where our country is headed.
Well, Mary, let me thank you for your call. We're going to have to leave it at that. I will take your comments to heart. We've got a full board. I want to try to get to everybody. Thank you for sharing. We're going to go to another Mary in Buena Park. Mary, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Thank you for taking my call. I do believe that you should be able to speak freely. And one thing I want to say about you, I thank God for your heart, that you're really seeking the Holy Spirit. Yes or no, if you want God's will. But I want to address the lady that called. And she says, I'm a Christian, and not every Christian is a Republican or a Democrat. But a Christian, the word Christian is a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ. And if she were to take everything that the Democratic Party says and everything that the Republican Party says, what lines up more with the Word of God? And if she would find that the Democratic Party lined up more with the Word of God, then I'd say, God bless you, go and follow it. But Smith Wigglesworth was a man that God used mightily in his time. I can't remember the year he was ministering, but he never read a newspaper because he said it was false. But we need to know what's going on out there.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. And we need to know what the Word of God says about these things, as you alluded to. Mary, thank you. Let's see. Manny has been on hold now the longest, then Yolanda, then Leonard, then Michelle. I'll try to get to all four of you. Manny in Los Angeles. Manny, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Manny, are you there? We'll come back to you. Maybe we lost you. Yolanda in Laverne. Yolanda, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. You know, I just wanted to say that if you're going to use your time as a platform to educate the believer as well as a non-believer, definitely. I think, we definitely need to talk about it. If it's a tit for tat, then absolutely not. I could care less who's wearing what or, you know, who didn't look right. But if we're going to educate, then I'm all for it. And as well as that, I wanted to mention that it's also a great opportunity to unite the country in prayer, asking people to go and pray about all these things, even taking a few minutes on live and asking everyone to take that moment to just pray for not just our country, but for our president, because it's going to affect all of us, whether it's 4 years from now, 3 years from now, 8 years, it doesn't matter. It's going to affect us all in the long run.
Well, I love what you say about the prayer implications of this, but let me ask a question if you can try to clarify. When you say educate, educate about what?
Well, I love what you said. I like a lot of what you say. I'll put it that way. But I loved how you said you were considering tying it in with biblical application as well as today. That's what I love what you said, tying all this in. And a couple of your other listeners said the same thing. Let's educate. Let's tie it in. What does our Bible say? What are we to do as believers?
Yeah, I appreciate the clarification. Thank you. I actually try to do that every day. And the question that goes through my mind is, what does Scripture say about this? Now, I may not be direct. I may not apply it. I may not quote Scripture and you know, share about that as it applies. But I think that's the heart. What does Scripture say about anything in this life, right? All right, we lost Manny. So Leonard and Michelle are the last two callers. Leonard in Los Angeles. Leonard, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you, Frank, for taking my call. My name is Leonard.
I'm sorry, Leonard. I appreciate that. Thank
you. Okay. Yes, I do believe that you should afford some time for this impeachment. But being a man of color, a black man, I think we tend to see things through a different lens in life. I've lived most of my life as a Christian. I've attended abortion rallies, holding up signs, and did, you know, as far as supporting life and other things, of course, that go with the good Christian agenda. But being a man who has two children who are black, young black men who are large black men, you know, 220, 250 pounds, who've never been incarcerated or in trouble, gone through college, I believe we've been set back 50 years, at least, because of what this president has done. And I, most of my Christians who I even grew up were white, and I have black Christian brothers and sisters, too. But I'm just saying that the things that this president has said and has done a lot of damage to our society in a whole. There's more division, not only in secular, but also in the church.
Well, let me respond. Leonard, I hope we can talk more about this. And I can't engage now because I've got one more call in only 2 minutes, but I hope we can embrace our thoughts and maybe our disagreements about our differing views. I value your input. Please call again. When you said your two sons, my heart kind of skipped a beat because this is really where my heart is, in biblical masculinity, in manhood. Please call again, and I hope we have that opportunity very soon, Leonard. Leonard, thank you. Michelle and Torrance, we've got about 2 minutes. They're all yours. You're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you, Frank. I have this to say. People are ignorant to what these people give up in order to serve us. That includes President Trump and his entire family. It includes President Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, Mrs. Trump, and all their children. And people are just unaware of the way they are molested by the popular news and the angry people and the ignorant people. And they bravely and generously choose to serve and to sacrifice their life.
Well, that's obviously a perspective we don't hear often. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're almost out of time. Thank you for sharing that. I will just respond very briefly with saying that's part of kind of what you know going in. That doesn't invalidate maybe the sacrifice that some do make. Others may argue, well, there may be agendas here to somehow enhance their own well-being, but I think what you say is very true. Also on the screen, it says there used to be a time when we just lived with the results of an election. We often forget, right? Any of your thoughts, and I've got a ton of emails. I'll read every one of them, print them out, look at them, maybe even share more tomorrow. You're welcome to email me on your thoughts, and we'll see. This is Thursday. Tuesday, the argument starts. We will see between now and then. God is absolutely in control. This is the Frank Sontag Show.